What's the best business development strategy? I've got that and so much more on this episode of The Inside BS Show. So we've got six killer strategies we're going to cover for you today. You can see them right here on our rundown. The first thing we're going to cover is long-term relationships. The second thing is a start with a focus on your ideal client. The third thing is delivering value first. That's a huge strategy that you're not going to want to miss. The fourth is staying in touch with the people to whom you're connected. Now, you may not think of this as a killer B2B business development strategy, but the whole ball game is all about staying in touch. Then we're going to talk about urgency and how you can develop urgency within your clients. And then finally, I've got a key to success that you don't want to miss. It's a killer strategy. It's probably the most important thing I'm going to cover today. So stay with me all the way to the end of our time. Here we go. Let's dive right into the content right now. So what is the best B2B business development strategy? Let's start with the first thing you need to do. And that's focus on long-term relationships. If you realize that you're focusing on long-term relationships, that's half the battle. Your goal is not to sell a product or a service one time. Your goal is not to complete a transaction. This is about lifetime value, client lifetime value, the lifetime value of your relationship. If that's your focus, you're going to do very well in business-to-business business development, B2B business development. You see, in B2B, everything is about the long term. And there's two relationships you should focus on. The first is your relationship with the person, with the human on the other side of the table. That means your contact. That person, your goal for that person is to make them as successful as possible. Now, if you have five people in the company that you're working with, you got to make all five of them successful in the company. And when they leave to go to another company, this should be a phenomenal opportunity for you. This is your chance to get into another company, because if you help them become successful in their career, they're going to want you around a lot more often. The second relationship I want you to focus on is your relationship with the company as a whole. So you're going to take the individual in the company who's your contact, you're going to make them successful, but you're also going to help the firm, the company that you're focused on, become successful as well. If you always do what's in the best interest of the individual with whom you're working and do what's in the best interest of the company with whom you're working, you're going to go very far in B2B business development. The second thing I want you to think about in B2B business development is focusing on your ideal client and only your ideal client. This is one of the best B2B business development strategies. Many people, too many people that come to me who are stuck, tell me that they don't understand why their prospects aren't buying from them. And we go through the list of prospects and I say, compare this person to your ideal prospect. Oh, they're nothing like my ideal prospect, or they're nothing like my ideal client. Well, why would you go after anybody who's not just like your ideal client? Your goal is to connect with people who are identical to your ideal client, or who have the same qualities as your ideal client. So when you're sitting back as a B2B business development executive, and you're thinking about who you're going to target, target folks who are just like your ideal client. Make a list of all the qualities that your ideal client has, and then look for those qualities in other prospects. If you get 60 or 70% of them in any one prospect, target that prospect. Your focus is on people who are identical to your ideal client, and then if you fall short, you still get a better prospect than if you target everyone. Because when you target everyone, you really target no one. The third thing you need to think about in B2B business development strategy is deliver value first. So many times, business development managers, business development executives, business development account reps go into a meeting, or they pick up the phone and get on the phone with someone and they ask for something first. This is a terrible way to approach any type of sales, but in B2B business development, you're going to crash and burn if you do this. The very first thing you should do is you should look to deliver value. Now, how can you deliver value? Well, there are dozens of ways, but I'm going to give you my three favorites. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to offer some type of educational material, a report, a white paper, a course for free. If you're here on my YouTube channel, you've watched dozens of videos already, or you will watch dozens of videos on sales, on selling, on business development, on revenue growth strategy, on adding coaching. I mean, I've got all kinds of videos for all the different audiences that I target, and all of them give strategy and tactics that can be implemented immediately for free. I deliver value first before I ever ask you for anything. You need to do the same thing. So the first way to deliver value, educate, help people get better. The second way to deliver value is by bringing a client to that person before you ask for money from them. If you want to take money from them, put money in their pocket first. That is a huge opportunity for growth for you. If you deliver a client to someone who's your prospect, you introduce them to a client, they're going to go nuts. They're going to think you're the best person in the world. And I can almost guarantee the person they're working with now who does what you do, they haven't brought them any business in a long time, if ever. So delivering a client to them, helping them find a client and connecting them with that client, serving that client up to them on a silver platter is a huge way to deliver value first. The third way to deliver value first is to bring them with you to an event, bring them with you to a function, bring them with you to something that is valuable to them that can help develop a relationship and bond between the two of you. If you want my opinion, I think you should keep this in the B2B realm. So if you're going to a trade association meeting and it's an expensive ticket, get an extra ticket for your client, bring your client along with you. If you're going to a personal thing, like for example, I love baseball. And I had season tickets to the Miami Marlins for a few years. I had season tickets to the New York Yankees when I lived in New York. If I were going to try to develop a relationship with a prospect and I found out this prospect loved baseball, I would invite them to a game, no strings attached, and I would tell them it was for us to get to know one another better. We never have to do business. I just want to get to know you and see if I can figure out a way to help you grow in your career. Now, a lot of people will take me up on this offer. If they're prohibited from taking something for free, let them pay you face value for the ticket, but you get to sit next to them for an entire game. Delivering value first is the bottom line here. That's what's most important. So before you ask for anything, find a way to deliver value first. Then you can ask for somebody to do business with you afterward. The fourth way to be great at business-to-business business development strategy, B2B business development strategy, is to always stay in touch. You should be doing weekly email newsletters, monthly print newsletters, holiday cards, birthday cards, connecting people to each other. You should be in touch with your prospects at least once a week. If you can be in touch more frequently, that's even better. Get your prospects to subscribe to your podcast. Ask your prospects to watch your videos on YouTube. The more contact you have, the more frequent your interaction, the more trust you'll build. Frequency of communication builds trust. Stay in touch with your prospects and they will reward you by doing business with you for the long term. The fifth thing you should focus on, and remember, stay with me for the end of the video where we're going to cover a key to success. The fifth thing we're going to focus on is urgency. Now, urgency is everything in B2B sales, in B2B business development. You need to help your client understand why they have to solve their problem right now. How do you do this? You don't tell them, hey, you got to solve your problem right now. You ask one question, and it's the magic question. And that question is, Mr. Prospect, what happens to you if we don't solve this problem right away? And then there's a second follow-up question to that. It's, why haven't you solved this problem yet? And when they say, oh my gosh, Dave, if I don't solve this problem now, I'm going to get fired. Or, oh my gosh, Dave, we didn't solve this problem to date because nobody had a really good, affordable solution for us. Not only are you gathering intelligence, but you're stoking their urgency. You're getting them to understand what's going to happen if they don't solve the problem now. The third question you can ask that will help this with the urgency is, Mr. Prospect, how much do you think this is costing you? Ballpark figure, what do you think this is costing you? And then you can put a dollar amount on the inaction and a dollar amount that they'll save or that they'll make as a result of the action they take. So those are the five things from a B2B standpoint in business development strategy that you should be thinking about. I'm going to share the key to success with you. And before I do that, I want to give you a free gift. I want you to download my revenue roadmap. And this revenue roadmap is the ultimate business development plan. You're looking for a business development strategy. I want you to take mine. Just go ahead and steal it. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. That's revenueroadmapguide.com. When you go there, you'll be asked for your name and your email address. All you need to do is enter your contact information and you can download my business development system for free. Use it in your business today. You'll answer a few questions. You can customize it. It's brilliant. It will work for you like a charm, and it's my gift to you. Please enjoy it. Okay, number six, the key to success in B2B business development is leverage. That's right, leverage. You can't win in B2B business development if you're playing a one-on-one game. You've got to go one-to-many. So here's what you need to do. Use the system that I just gave you, but get in front of as many people as possible by giving speeches, by using video, by doing a podcast, by writing a book or writing papers. Post them on LinkedIn, leverage social media. Anytime you have a great idea, don't just share it with one person, share it with dozens or share it with hundreds. Leverage is the key to your success in B2B business development. If you want more great information just like this, join me in my next video. It's filling in right below me right now. You see it down there. Click on that video right now and I'll see you there because I want you to be successful in business development. I want you to use leverage. The next video right below me will show you how to do that, and I'll see you there.